Hey everybody, it's Phil Rice again, ESL Commando. Today we're going to do the P and B tongue twisters, okay? So many students have trouble because there is no P sound in their language. Now, an easy way to check and see if you're doing the P or B sound is to hold a piece of paper right in front of your mouth and then say things like pen. And then say Ben, B-E-N. If you say P-E-N, that paper should move. If you say B-E-N, like the name, the paper should not move. So what you will see is with pen, you have movement. With Ben, B-E-N, you have no movement. That's a good way to practice. So let's get ready to start these tongue twisters. Again, what I recommend with all of these tongue twisters at ESLCommando.com is that you listen without looking at the words and take notes, and then go back, and after you've taken the notes, check and see if you were correct. And that's a great way to practice your listening. If you'd like to practice your speaking, I recommend that you go ahead and stop the recording and repeat after me, and that would be great. Okay, here we go. P and B tongue twisters 1 through 10. I will say each one twice. Number one, Perry's berries make peanut butter better. Again, Perry's berries make peanut butter better. Number two, buy pie pans before you buy butter plates. Again, buy pie pans before you buy butter plates. Number three, Pat's bat played with Benny's penny. 3. Pat's bat played with Benny's penny. Number 4. Purely poor people need to perfect their power. Number 4. Purely poor people need to perfect their power. Number 5. The prince and the pauper play ping pong poignantly. Again. The prince and the pauper play ping pong poignantly. Number 6. Printed papers under pressure make pens prickle. Again. Printed papers under pressure make pens prickle. Number 7. Pickles and pennies take proper preparation. Again, pickles and pennies take proper preparation. Number 8. Ben prefers pens to bought pots. 8 again. Ben prefers pens to bought pots. Number 9. The poor boar pours batter over his putter. Nine again. The poor boar pours batter over his putter. Number 10. Bob's pop popped primarily because of pointed pressure. Again, number 10. Bob's pop popped primarily because of pointed pressure. And finally, this is a classic. This is not my own. Here we go. This is classic in American culture. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. One last time. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Okay, great. Well, these tongue twisters are great to practice P and B, but they're also very good to practice your vowels. So some of us need practice with that as well. Well, again, you can follow me at ESL Commando on Twitter, at ESL Commando, and you can also be on Facebook, ESL Commando, and, of course, the website, www.eslcommando.com. All right, guys, thanks a lot. Have a great night. Bye-bye.